Hour number three of the Rod Arquette Show on this busy Monday here on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen, and you'll know. All right. Don't know if this is going to happen. I think the Democrats are bound and determined to continue to cast a shadow of doubt on the legitimacy of Donald Trump being president of the United States, even though the Mueller report is in saying there was no collusion and he could not find evidence to file obstruction charges against the president. But, you know, there's so many issues, as I mentioned, that we need to address. And one of them has to be immigration. And the president is doing whatever he can to, first and foremost, the first step has to make the border secure. And that's what the president is trying to do. Now, speaking at a naturalization ceremony in his state of Texas a few days ago, former President George W. Bush said immigration to America is a blessing and a strength. He also said that borders need to be respected and praised the work of Border Patrol agents. But, of course, that's not what the media seized upon. The Washington Post, of course, inserting blessing and strength into its lead story, you know, and they took advantage of this. But what about immigration today? And is immigration to America today different from what it was many years ago? Joining us on our Newsmaker line to talk about it is Edward Ring. He is a senior fellow at the Center for American Greatness. Edward, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Edward, let me ask you, first of all, your general thoughts on immigration and where we're headed and how it's different in America today.
Well, I think that there's a perception, and which is, of course, very accurate, which is that we are a nation of immigrants. And I suppose the reason to try to summarize all of the differences is to explain that we have to have a more complex understanding of immigration historically and currently so that we can reform immigration and come up with immigration policies that make sense today as opposed to what made sense 100 years ago.
Is it that much different, Edward, from, let's say, 100 years ago?
Well, it is. For two reasons. The immigrants themselves are not the same as the immigrants that came 100 years ago, but the country is also very different today. And I think that's probably the most important thing that's changed is who we are and what we face as a society. For example, unskilled immigration was absolutely necessary 100 years ago, and today it really isn't at all. We have a nation where we're eliminating unskilled jobs with automation, and we have a lot of people in the country that could fill the jobs that are still available. So that's something that really wasn't the case at all 100 years ago.
You mentioned as well, Edward, you talk about the values of the immigrants from the past compared to the values of the immigrants today. Could you explain that a little bit further?
Yeah, that's a tough question, but I think that culturally, we are in a different place, and I guess I would point to a couple of things in particular. The government corruption in most of the nations where immigrants today are coming from is really kind of unchecked. And here in America, that's thankfully still really not a way of life. It's not something we accept, and it's really not something that's very common relative to the nations where a lot of these immigrants are coming from. Another thing that's very different is the status of women. In a lot of these nations where immigrants are coming from, women really don't have very many rights. And despite what you read in the press all the time here in America, we're pretty good in that department.
Edward, you write about immigrants are arriving in a welfare state. Years and years ago, this country didn't have the welfare state that we now have. How does that make things different?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up that point because that's another major difference. Back in the past, you came here. You know, we talk about people of color being discriminated and so forth, but 100, 150, 200 years ago, white immigrants to America were also discriminated against. They would come over and they would not only wouldn't have a welfare state to support them, they would go into indentured servitude where they would be for 7 years or sometimes longer than that. They would almost be the same status as slaves. So that's an incredible incredible contrast to nowadays, where if you come into the United States as an immigrant, even as an illegal immigrant, you have access to all kinds of public services. And that creates a different incentive among the people that want to come to the United States. I think most, you know, I'd like to think, and it's probably true, that most immigrants, even today, they want to come to the United States to work. But the fact remains, they don't have to. They can come in here and get health benefits and housing subsidies and all kinds of benefits, which simply weren't available at all. And in fact, it was the opposite case 100 years ago, 150 years ago.
Edward, you also talk about, you cite the last three points that you make, and you've touched on a couple of them now, in the need for unskilled labor, the welfare state. You also talk about students today, immigration students. And my sense is that you see these as recipes for disaster. Why is that?
Well, because if you have, you know, it wouldn't be that problematic to have mass immigration if we were screening for people that want to learn English or already speak English and have job skills that where they're competing with professionals. I think that that's an area where we are creating jobs and where we need more people. But when you bring in unskilled immigrants and then you offer them government services, which of course cost the taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. And then the third part of that, which really creates the recipe for disaster, is the public schools, which, and I don't want to overstate this, but I think it's true, especially in the coastal urban centers like California and some of the East Coast states and Illinois, which isn't coastal. But you've got left-wing dominated teachers' unions that are controlling what the curricula is. And you've got situations in the public schools where they're not being mainstreamed to speak English anymore, and they're being taught from textbooks such as Howard Zinn's, what is it called, A People's History of the United States. Mm-hmm. Howard Zinn kind of is one of the pioneers of so-called the modern version of democratic socialism. And when you teach, and then, of course, the quotas in admissions policies, where, for example, to get into an elite college, an Asian actually has points deducted from their SAT. It's an astonishing number. Hispanics, they add 180 points on average, and African Americans, they add 230 points. So when you're, and if you look at the educational achievements of people coming, especially out of Latin America, they're not competing academically. So you get students that you're training them to think that instead of having to succeed against an immutable standard, they have to fight for diversity and they have to fight discrimination. You're giving people an excuse for not achieving or for failing in whatever goals they're setting for themselves, and you're making it sort of a tribal kind of conflict, and that's being encouraged in our public schools, and that's the absolute wrong way to handle this. If you go to a merit-based system of immigration, this isn't about ethnicity, because Asian immigrants are outperforming a lot of the native-born population, especially including whites. So this isn't about color or ethnicity. This is about bringing people into America who have the background culturally and in terms of what they've done previously in their education and skills they've acquired to succeed here in America the way America is today.
On our newsmaker line, Edward Ring, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, making some really, really good points about immigration to America today is not what it used to be, totally different. And the Democrats and the pro-immigration open border type folks are out there saying, no, it's the same as it was years ago when immigrants from Europe flocked to the United States. It is not. And as Edward points out in this great article, it is really, really not what it used to be. All right, more coming up on the Rod Arquette Show on this Monday here on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen and you'll know. Back to Abby now for a news update.
Thanks, Rob. President Trump.